This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senior night for the Toppers. Jace Teakin, the only senior on the roster for Hillsboro. They will be in the home whites, trimmed in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers and orange lettering across the front. They've got black up across the shoulders of the home whites with the orange trim. For Litchfield Road, purple uniforms trimmed out in the white. Litchfield in gray lettering across the front of the road purples. Sideline trigger for the visiting Purple Panthers. Stewart gets it in to Chase Hires, and the Route 16 rivalry is underway in this COVID season. Man-to-man for Hillsboro, yes, as down it goes to Harris. Middle of the lane, missed it. Rebound down to Vogel. Toppers on the fly here. Here's Vogel. Foul line. Nice dish down to Matusso. He missed it. Might have been partially deflected from behind by Blaine Stewart. But Hillsboro got up the floor in a hurry. Here's Blaine Stewart working on Teakin. Cut off the left block. Leaves it back out for Clayton Bishop. Between the circles to Bryce Hires. Nice backdoor to Chase Hires. His shot goes off the side of the backboard. Rebound down to Vogel. Oh, nice bounce pass. Left hand off the bounce. The layup is good for Will Christian on the beautiful find from Drake Vogel. The left hand bounce pass through traffic. Perfectly placed. Here's Stewart for three. Yes, Blaine Stewart knocks down the triple a couple feet beyond the line. Teakin was there, but Stewart rose up over the top. 3-2 Litchfield. Vogel for the answer. Left it short, and the rebound to the corner. Matusch and Hires bodied up, and on the loose ball, it's going to be out of bounds. Are we going to get a foul or just simply out of bounds? A lot of contact there. It'll be out of bounds to Litchfield. Gavin Matusch sent Chase Hires a fly-in. The official's still conversing here. Right now, Will Christian standing out of bounds like he's going to inbound the ball. We'll see what the officials want to do. They are still talking about this on the baseline. No review to go to. We know that. And they will give the ball to Litchfield. And I do think that is the correct call. Now, it's refreshing just to see the officials get together and talk, opposed to like in college and the NBA where they just go to the monitor and stand there for 8 minutes. Litchfield ball up a point. High post feed to Jordan Harris. Harris gives it off to Clayton Bishop. Attacking on Christian. Oh, nice hesitation. Bounds, attacks the rim. Missed it. Another rebound down to Vogel. Drake, lead pass front court to Teakin. Jace, hesitation. Bounce layup is good for Jace Teakin. And the foul. The hesitation dribble created that opportunity for Jace Teakin. First foul of the ball game goes on Litchfield. And they should be counting this bucket. 6:38 for the opening quarter, a 4-3 Topper lead. The two officials who were talking before discussing again to see if that bucket counts, and it will count. They're going to get Bryce Hires with the foul, his first. Free throw for Jace is off the heel and down. Gets the hometown bounce on senior night, as you should. 5-3 Toppers, 6.5 minutes, first quarter. Stewart, can he get two in a row? Almost banked that one in. Rebound off of Matusha's hands. Was it deflected out? Nope. Stewart knocked it off of Matusch. Nope, it was off Stewart, so it will be Hillsboro ball. Different look, obviously, here at Hillsboro. The bleachers on the stage push back. The cheerleaders up here on the stage instead of down on the floor. They allowed a few more folks in since it was senior night for Hillsboro tonight. Down to Blaze Helton. He's going to be called for the travel. He caught that middle of the lane. His initial move was cut off, and then he shuffled his feet. Hillsboro's got the gray masks. Litchfield with black masks. Blaine Stewart coming into the front court for Litchfield. Blaine's mask more of a chin strap at the moment. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Across the floor it goes to Chase Hires. Hires on the right wing. Cut off there by Vogel. Now he loses the ball. Vogel right there picks up the loose ball. First turnover on Litchfield. Drake Vogel across the timeline wearing the long white sleeves under the home jersey for Hillsboro. Teakin high post to Helton. Dumps down to Matusch. Gavin draws a crowd. Three defenders was too far under the rim. The shot goes off the bottom side of the backboard. Litchfield brings it into the front court. Here's Chase Hires. He was looking for Harris. Turned it over. Toppers on the fly. Teakin, jump stop, rises up, too strong off the window. Rebound tapped around. Teakin almost got it on his butt. And now on the loose ball, I think Matusch going to get whistled for the foul. That'll be Gavin's first, team's first. 5-3, Hillsboro leading, 5:24 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro-Litchfield girls coming up next here on FM 106. Gary Boker with the call. Topper coach Brett Tekin was late tonight as he was taking in the senior night festivities with his son Jace. Probably arrived after the first quarter was completed. That shot from Bryce Hires partially blocked, comes up short, and on the rebound, a whistle and foul on Litchfield. Looks like Chase Hires, the guilty party. That'll be his first. We've played just about 3 minutes here in the opening quarter. Each club has had a lead. Hillsboro on top right now, 5-3. Out at the volleyball spike line, Tekin. Teek across the wing to Vogel, right back to Teek. On the right side with Christian. Little three-man game now as Teek attacks. Tried to dump it in the corner, tipped, stolen by Litchfield. Good active hands defensively. Here comes Blaine Stewart working on Jace Tekin. Picks up the dribble, leaves it for Chase Hires for three. Air ball and the rebound to Helton for the Toppers. Long pass front court to Drake Vogel. He dumps it on the right wing to Will Christian. Christian gets into the paint. Wild shot high off the window, no good. And the rebound down to Litchfield. Here come the Purple Panthers. Chase Hires got away with the travel. He didn't get the air brakes activated in time, but he got away with it. Here's Bryce Hires. Kicks to Chase Hires. He drives baseline, wraparound pass, and he threw it out of bounds. He got caught under the rim. He tried to throw it out under the right wing, and no one was home. 4:13 for the first quarter. We're going to get our opening mask timeout. Hillsboro leading Litchfield 5-3. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School for Hilltopper Purple Panther boys. Gary Boker is in Litchfield right now, and he'll have the call of the Hillsboro-Litchfield game coming up next. Litchfield late out of the timeout, so they give the ball to the Toppers while Litchfield's still breaking the huddle. They had to sprint back into the paint. It's going to wind up in a layup, though, as Blaze Helton lays it up and in with the left hand. Yeah, Litchfield took too long out of the timeout, and the official said, we're ready to go. 7-3 Toppers halfway through the opening quarter. At the foul line, Carson Sadahoff, who checked in at the timeout, along with Gavin Timpson. Down low it goes to Jace Stewart, who's into the ball game at the timeout. He has his first bucket. Jace is just a freshman. Now the Toppers throw it away. Jace Stewart, considered the most well-rounded of this superior freshman class for Litchfield. They've been talking about this group since they were in middle school, and they are going to live up to the hype, I do believe. Blaine Stewart triggers a three off the heel, too strong. Jace Stewart tracks it down in the right corner. He wants the three, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Gavin Matouche. Off to Christian. Full head of steam into the front court. Shovel pass to Helton. Left hand no as he turned middle, and the rebound down to Sadahoff for Litchfield. Here comes Blaine Stewart. Blaine leaves it back now left wing for Bryce Hires. Hires, dribble drive, attacks, didn't use the window, missed it. Two Purple Panthers fighting each other for it. That was Timpson and Sadahoff. It'll be out of bounds, belonging to Hillsboro. Vogel and Matouche will get breathers. Bryce Connors checked in, 5'10 junior, and Ian Malloy, 6'3 junior, onto the floor for the first time tonight. 3 minutes, first quarter, a 7-5 Hillsboro lead. Litchfield doing a nice job of hanging tough here with the Toppers in the early stages. Bryce Connor open for three, canned it off the bench and into the scoring book. Bryce Connor hits a three ball off the right wing, 10-5 Hillsboro, 2:40 first quarter. Here's Jay Stewart, a 6-foot freshman holding on the right wing now. Wants to feed the post, does so down to Sadahoff, way too strong, and the rebound down to Tekin. Long outlet, Christian, nice athletic catch, spins middle, count it, and the foul for Will Christian. Four for Christian. The Litchfield bench is upset about something. 2:28 for the first quarter. Hold on, they're going to wave that bucket off. They might have called them for, I honestly do not know what happened. And now Joe Vanzo is not happy. He doesn't understand what has just transpired here. And quite frankly, neither do I. The Litchfield bench saw it immediately, and they were up in arms as the ball went the other way, and Christian put it in. So wipe that bucket off. It's still 10-5 Hillsboro. High post with Carson Sadahoff. He leaves it off for Bryce Hires. Between the circles now to Jace Stewart, the young freshman. Leaves it on the right wing, actually in the right corner, to Bryce Hires. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart, right side of the key now on the dribble. pulls it back beyond the volleyball spike line. 2 minutes. First quarter, gets a ball screen, works right side. Bryce Hires for three. Yes, Bryce Hires knocks down the triple out of the right corner. And it's a two-point Hillsboro lead, 10-8, 110 seconds for the opening quarter. Down to Blaze Helton. He put it on the deck, ill-advised, ripped out of there and stolen by the Purple Panthers and Bryce Hires, and then a foul on Helton. That was one of those frustration fouls for Blaze Helton. Matouche and Vogel right back into the ballgame. Helton and Christian will get a breather. A minute 48 first quarter. Blaine Stewart will walk the ball across the timeline for Litchfield. He's met there by Jace Teakin. Gets a screen, sort of, as Jace Stewart missed his man. Gets it down, does Stewart to Sadahoff. It rolls off out of bounds, and it will belong to Hillsboro. Yeah, Stewart came over to set the screen, but he missed the defender, almost set the screen on his own teammate, Blaine Stewart. 90 seconds first quarter, 10-8 Toppers. They have the basketball. Here's Bryce Conner between the circles to Vogel. Off on the left wing to Jace Teakin. Left elbow to Matouche. Gavin turns, faces Vogel. Corner pocket three, left that short. Malloy with the offensive rebound and rattles it down. Ian Malloy has his first bucket. 12-8 Toppers, 70 seconds first quarter. Of course, last time we saw Drake Vogel on the radio, he dropped 39 on Nokomis and would have had 40 if he hadn't gotten hurt. No ill effects from that left shoulder injury. He told us as much that night when we talked to him. Thought he'd be just fine. Dribble drive, Bryce Hires. Yes! Oh, nice move, Bryce Hires. Strong dribble drive, left baseline. 12-10, Hillsboro, 43 seconds, first quarter. Good ball game here early. Litchfield-Hillsboro toss the records out. They really don't matter. It sounds like a cliche, but it's really not, more times than not. Here's Teakin. Drives baseline. Tough shot. Missed it with the angle. Offensive rebound, Matouche. And we're going to get a jump ball. Woo! Hillsboro says that's got to be a foul, but instead it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Toppers. Great energy on the floor right now between these two squads. Bryce Conner on the baseline. Vogel for three. Back rimmed that one. Offensive rebound, Malloy. Ian powers it up. Blocked and fouled by Sadahoff. It'll be Carson's first, Litchfield's third team foul. 19.2 seconds for the first quarter. Litchfield doing a great job here in this opening quarter. Free throw for Malloy. Rimmed out, no good. Bryce Hire is going to get a breather. Another one of the outstanding freshmen for Litchfield will check in. Keenan Powell, and he put on a show in the JV game. He was raining threes in the second half. Second free throw for Malloy is good. Yeah, it might seem a little bleak for Litchfield now, but it's not going to be that way very long. This freshman group is legit for the Purple Panthers. Drew Logan is going to have some fun in the coming years with this squad. 5 seconds for the quarter. Blaine Stewart, dribble drive all the way to the rim. Partially blocked, pulled down by Malloy. And that is the quarter. A good opening 8 minutes after one in the Route 16 rivalry. It is Hillsboro 13, Litchfield 10. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second quarter, down three, 13-10. Blaine Stewart, ball fakes a three. Vogel flies by Stewart for the tie, rimmed it. Rebound to Matouche. His outlet pass is too long for Vogel and turned it over. Good hustle by Blaine Stewart to get back quickly and pick off the loose ball. Here comes Blaine into the front court. Kicks it off to Powell for three. Yes, I told you he was raining them in the JV game, and he picks up right where he left off in the varsity game. Kansas, right wing, tied at 13. Vogel drives baseline. Conner for the answer, short. Rebound picked up by the Purple Panthers and Gavin Timpson, the 5'11 sophomore. 7:15 for the first half. Here's Powell. You better get a hand up on that youngster. Down to Sadahoff. Back to Powell. Two in a row. No, that's an air ball. Out of the corner. That tailed on him. Long pass to midcourt to Matouche. Gavin on the bounce. Leaves it for Vogel. Through the hands of Helton. Right to Christian. Right back to Helton on the shovel. Attacks. Whistle and a foul on the Purple Panthers. Hillsboro being very aggressive going to the rim. And they're going to get Gavin Timpson with his first. It'll send Blaze Helton, the 6-foot sophomore, to the foul line. Free throw is good for Helton. So Blaze is a 6-foot post player, but he's built like a football player. We're just a few weeks away from spring football, by the way. First game, March 19th. So weird. But enjoy it. We'll never see anything like it again, hopefully. Helton gets the pair. He has 4. 2-point lead for Hillsborough, 15-13. 6:45 for the first half. Here is Jay Stewart. Leaves it for Powell. Rises right elbow. Too strong. Rebound. Powell gets it back as he elevated over everybody. But then his pass is tipped and stolen. Fifth, Litchfield turnover. Here comes Vogel. Leaves it for Tekin. Jay drives the baseline, and he was fouled. Fifth team foul on Litchfield. And they're going to get, I think they got Carson Sadahoff. It'll be his second. 6:33 first half. 2-point Hillsborough lead, 15-13. Substitution coming to the table. Jordan Harris, the 6'3 senior, returning. And Carson Sadahoff will sit with those two personals. Clayton Bishop back on the floor for the Panthers as well. Vogel open, corner pocket three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Jordan Harris. Here comes Blaine Stewart into the front court for Litchfield. Crossing over on Tekin. Jay stays right with him. Tough fallback off 1 foot for Stewart, but the offensive rebound to Powell. He will kick it out to Bishop. A 7-foot runner is good for Clayton Bishop. Tied at 15. 6:05 for the first half. One person who's not surprised by this is Topper head coach Joe Vanzo. He told me before the game, got to play good tonight if we want to win. Tekin cans the three, top of the key, 6 for the lone Topper senior, Jace Tekin. Coaches always know, don't they? They just always just have a sense each and every night. 5:40 for the first half. Stewart had it poked away from behind, gets it back, saves it as he's going out of bounds. To the floor goes Jace Stewart. And I think they're going to say Matouche was on the baseline when he came in contact with the basketball, so it'll be Litchfield ball with 5:35 for the first half of play. Stewart to throw in right side of the lane. Looking. Gets it in to Harris, rejected by Vogel. Run out for Tekin. Missed the finger roll, but he was fouled. They're going to get Keenan Powell with his first personal, and it will send Jace Tekin to the free throw line. Jace, 6 points tonight on senior night. Free throw is off the back rim, too strong for Jace. The Lady Toppers will have their senior night on Monday. Some teams have had their senior night the first game of the year, just in case it was the last game of the year. Never know this year. Free throw good for Tekin. He has 7. Of course, the Toppers game Saturday with Lincolnwood is off after the Lancers had to go into quarantine. We'll have Litchfield on the radio tomorrow at North Mac, live about 2:15 on FM 106. Here's Bishop. Oh, gets all the way to the rim. Helton over with the late contest, might have deflected it. Here's Christian, lost the handle as he came across the timeline, gets it away to Tekin. Here's Vogel. Draco, tough, wild shot off the left side as he tried to lay up with a lot of spin on the scoop. 5 minutes, first half, 19-15, Toppers lead. Panthers have the basketball. Here's Blaine Stewart to the right elbow, cut off, leaves it at the foul line for Jordan Harris. Into the hands of the freshman, Jay Stewart now. He finds Bishop at the foul line. Return pass to Stewart. Dumps it on the block to Harris. Into the right corner it goes to Keenan Powell. Top of the key with Blaine Stewart. Stewart dumps it down on the right block to Harris. He will spin baseline and rattles it down from just outside the paint. Jordan Harris's first bucket. And the lead is 2 for Hillsborough, 19-17. Out front with Tekin into the hands of Christian. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone right now. Out of the volleyball spike line, Christian, right wing, Vogel for a 3, air ball out of bounds. Matouche tried to save it, he did so, knocked the official right out of the door. Vogel, check that. Tekin with the three, no. Off the back rim, it's out of bounds, and it will stay with Hillsborough. Yeah, Matouche trying to save that ball, left his feet, and as he came down, he ran right into the official, who went right into the door, and it popped open on him. 4:06 for the first half, and we shall have our mask timeout. Hillsborough 19, Litchfield 17. We'll come back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsborough High School. Litchfield hanging tough with the Toppers. 19-17, Hillsborough leads. Hillsborough entered 8-0, Litchfield 0-3. And you knew it was going to take the Purple Panthers some time coming out of that quarantine. So maybe this is the first game where they feel a little bit more comfortable or like their normal selves. On the inbound, another foul committed by Litchfield. And it looks like it'll be Jordan Harris, the guilty party, his first. Team's seventh, so the Toppers will be at the free throw line for the remainder of the first half. That free throw too strong for Blaze Helton. His first miss at the stripe. He's now 2 out of 3. 4:04 for quarter number two. Second free throw is good for Helton. 5 for Blaze, a 3-point lead for the Toppers. Here's Clayton Bishop. One of the dribble handoff. Vogel cut that off nicely. Out it goes to Jay Stewart. Tekin went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Stewart attacks. He got blocked. Goes right to Harris, picks it up and lays it in. Heart of the lane. 4 points for Jordan Harris. A 1-point lead for Hillsborough. Here's Vogel handling left wing. Back across the floor to Tekin. High post to Helton. Nice dump down to Matouche. Blocked but fouled by Hyers. That'll be Bryce Hyers. His second, team's eighth. Foul's a concern for Litchfield. That's 8-2 right now. At the free throw line, Gavin Matouche, 6'2 junior. The toss for Gavin is short. Boy, sports is funny, isn't it? It's just the way it works. A rivalry game, doesn't matter what the records are. Litchfield would love nothing more than to come in here and knock off Hillsborough. Long way to go as Matouche missed the pair, but then Tekin gets the rebound back, count it, and the foul for Jace. He has 9, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play. I think they got Harris again, his second. 2 on Sadahoff, 2 on Harris, 2 on Bryce Hyers. Free throw for Teak. Good. He has 10. The lead is 4 for the Toppers. 23-19, 3.5 minutes, first half. Now, these are Litchfield-Hillsborough games like no other, obviously, in the COVID season. Not very many people in the gymnasium. As Harris's shot goes awry, Vogel got the rebound, lost his footing, lost the ball, picked up by Stewart. Now, Chase Hyers gets ran over by Jace Tekin. Boy, this game is getting physical. The officials are letting them play. What's the call here? Some of the players got tangled up there. Good job by Hillsborough assistant Corbin Gove to get everyone separated out. Now the two teams at their respective benches. Didn't look like anything too wild there. Just good hustle, and then some feet got tangled. Bodies diving on the floor. And we've got a timeout taken here with 3:14 to play in the first half. It's a 4-point Topper lead. We'll have the Hillsborough-Litchfield girls game coming up next. That's in Litchfield. Gary Boker will have the call. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, spotlight on sports. We'll have sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be talking with Lincolnwood AD Josh Stone about the boys' quarantine. We'll talk to Litchfield girls coach Rob Corso, and we'll talk with Brian Hanslow, of course, the longtime Southwestern baseball coach and soon-to-be new athletic director, replacing the retiring Steve Woolley. That's all on sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:03. And then we'll have Litchfield at North Mac Boys live tomorrow afternoon about 2:15 here on FM 106. So following the timeout, Litchfield has the ball. Chase Hyers gets it in to Clayton Bishop. Clayton Bishop tries to turn the corner. Christian knocks it away, but it goes right to Chase Hyers, and that's a double dribble. He thought he was going to get away with it, but he did not. 3:06 for the first half of play. A 23-19 Hillsborough lead. The good old Toppers chant here at Hillsboro. It's the best chant around for my money. Here is Vogel between the circles with Christian. Back to Drake it goes. Leaves it for Tekin just inside the volleyball spike line. High post to Matus. She will turn and face on Harris. Cut off, gave up his dribble. He needs some help. Tekin will come and get the basketball. He's in the right corner now. Skip pass, dangerous to Vogel. He has to elevate, able to attack and lay it in. Oh, Drake Vogel, that was a heck of an athletic play as he was challenging with Jay Stewart for that loose ball when it was in the air. They kind of tapped it around. Vogel came down with it and was able to get the bucket. 25-19 Hillsboro. Important 2 minutes and 15 seconds here for Litchfield. They've played so well in the first half. They don't want to let Hillsboro create some space. Harris's shot rattles out. Matush had the rebound. He got tripped up by Hires, and it's going to be Litchfield ball. Matush had his legs taken out there by Chase Hires as he was diving for the ball. Put Matush on the floor. Here's Blaine Stewart. Gets it in to Jay Stewart. Jace, bumped by Vogel, no whistle, we play on. Lead pass to Tekin. Jace, oh, miscommunication there. Vogel was trailing the play. Jace thought Drake was closer than he was. That goes out of bounds for turnover number 6 on Hillsboro. The last 2 minutes are very critical here. A 6-point lead. Litchfield would love to have it at 5 or less. And if you're the Toppers, can you find a way to get it to 10? That will help. Vogel comes from behind, picks the pocket, goes up and down for the easy deuce. Boy, he is so good defensively. Had 5 steals in that 39-point game. He's got 4 points, but, man, he's doing it on the glass and defensively here tonight. He's an all-around player. Fun to watch. Blaine Stewart, dribble drive, forced it up, missed it. Another rebound to Vogel. Drake brings it out in a hurry. To the top of the key. Underhand, no look pass to Helton off the window. It's good. Sensational from Drake Vogel, and Drew Logan needs a timeout as the lead has swelled to 10. A minute 16 for the first half. Hillsboro leading Litchfield 29-19. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro on a 9-0 run after Litchfield pulled within a point. It's now a 10-point lead for the Toppers. 63 seconds for the first half. Litchfield needs a bucket. Keenan Powell rises, right elbow, yes, for Keenan Powell. He has 5. Well, he's a good-looking ball player. Lead is 8 for the Toppers, 50 seconds for the half. Here's Vogel on the left wing. Volleyball spike line leaves it for Tekin. Off to Christian, into the hands of Vogel now, left wing with Teek. Bad pass, turned over, 7 Topper turnover. Here comes Clayton Bishop, leaves it back for Blaine Stewart. He attacks, lost the handle, to the floor, Helton, outlet pass to Vogel. Drake absorbs the contact, and he'll be to the free throw line for 2. Vogel knew what he was doing right there. He actually slowed up, invited the contact. He was looking for the and one, but he couldn't finish. Second foul on Keenan Powell. Vogel at the foul line for the first time tonight with 27.8 seconds for the first half. An 8-point Litchfield lead. Hillsboro lead. Litchfield had it to within a point about midway through the second quarter. Free throw for Drake. Back rimmed it. He'll get a second toss with 27.8 seconds for the first half of play. Second free throw for Drake is no good. Boy, that hit a lot of the iron and rolled off. Rebound down to Keenan Powell. Though a chance for Litchfield to close the half on a run. Here is Sadohoff spinning, floats it up, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Helton. Toppers have plenty of time, 13 seconds for the half. That would have been a big bucket for Litchfield if they could have got it to 6. Now the Purple Panthers need to stop, 5 seconds for the half. Tekin off to Christian, drives baseline with 2, lost the handle, knocked away. Tekin lets it fly. That was after the horn. And we have reached halftime here at Hillsboro, and we got a good one on the Route 16 rivalry. It is Hillsboro 29, Litchfield 21. It is time for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. An 8-point Topper lead. They get the basketball to start the second half. They have Will Christian, Jace Tekin, Blaze Helton, Drake Vogel, and Gavin Matush on the floor. Litchfield will counter with Blaine Stewart, Chase Hires, Bryce Hires, Clayton Bishop, and Jordan Harris. Toppers have it left wing. Litchfield still in that 2-3 zone. Going for the steal was Bryce Hires. Didn't get it. Christian drives baseline. Cut off. Leaves it back for Tekin. In the corner for Vogel. The pass was wide. Drake had to track it down with a spin. Here's Matouche. Left elbow. Gavin. Nice bounce pass to Helton. And count it. And the foul. 9 for Blaze Helton. That was a beautiful piece of work by Gavin Matouche. He caught the ball on the left elbow and just took his time. He didn't panic. Bounced it once. The defense collapsed on him, and then he just slipped it right down to Blaze Helton. Helton's free throw is short and then in. Got the hometown bounce. 10 for Helton. An old-fashioned three to start for Hillsborough. So they're up 32-21. They led 20-19 fairly late in the second quarter. They're basically on a 12-1 spurt here over probably about the last 3.5-4 minutes of game action. On the attack, Litchfield, it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers. On the baseline, right side of the lane, Blaine Stewart will throw in. Jordan Harris camped in the middle of the lane. The rest of the Panthers out beyond the three-point line. Now the ball is slapped, and they go into motion. Stewart gets it in on the left wing to Bryce Hires. Spinning, working on Vogel. Partially blocked in there by Drake. Pulled down by Matouche. Off to Vogel. Leaves it left wing for Tekin. Back between the circles to Drake. Tried to feed it down to Matouche. He was crowded in there, but a foul on Litchfield. They will get Blaine Stewart. Sideline trigger for the Toppers in front of their own bench. Christian gets it in to Teak. Off on the right wing now to Vogel. Down on the block to Matouche. Gavin will turn and face on Harris. Spins back. Left hand left it short. Harris had the rebound. Lost it to Helton. Picked up underneath by Vogel. Drake across the floor to Matouche. Into the hands of Tekin. Jace triple drive. Yes for Jace Tekin. He has a dozen. Off the nice drive off that left baseline. 34-21. Danger time now for Litchfield. 6:40 third quarter. Here's Blaine Stewart. Working right side of the key. Tekin jars it loose, dives to the ball, can't get there. Chase Hires comes up with it, but he's going to be called for a travel. He picked up the ball, but then he had to leap over the diving Jace Tekin, and he's called for the traveling violation. 9th turnover whistled on Litchfield. 6.5 minutes for quarter number 3. 34-21, Hillsborough with the lead here on senior night. Jace Tekin, the lone senior, leading all scorers with a dozen. He has it out between the circles at the volleyball spike line. Hillsborough just a little three-man action passing around the perimeter. Now Jace dribble drive, kicks to Vogel, open for three. Yes, for Drake Vogel. 7 for Drake. You can't keep him down long. And the bench loves that for the Toppers. 37-21 Hillsborough, 6 minutes, third quarter. This Topper team is fun to watch, man. On the left wing with Chase Hires. Hires in the corner it goes. Here's Bryce Hires for three. No. Helton with a monster rebound as he rips it away from Jordan Harris, and they're going to call him for the travel. I do believe that he did. He was in such power mode to rip that ball away from Harris. Once he had possession, he shuffled his feet. He did. Doesn't take away from the great rebound, though. Baseline for Stewart. Gets it into Harris. Back to Blaine. He wants the three. Left it short. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul on Matouche over the back. Second on Gavin, first of the half on Hillsborough. Just wonder if the officials will call it a little tighter to the vest here in the second half. 37-21, Hillsborough leading with the ball. 5:40 for the third quarter. On the right wing with Vogel. Back it goes to Christian. That pass by Vogel, tipped, stolen. I tell you, well, that's loud in this gym. For there being about 50 people here, they're making a bunch of noise. Blaine Stewart rises for three, missed it. Rebound down to Matouche. Woo! Big boy rebounds only tonight on the inside. A foul coming on the rebound. They're going to get Chase Hires, I think. Already the 4th team foul of the half on Litchfield. That's 13 fouls tonight whistled on the Purple Panthers. A 16-point Topper lead. They have possession. Between the circles, volleyball spike line with Christian. Now Vogel top of the key. Right back to Jace on the left wing. Spins away from Hires. And as he drives baseline, he throws it away. 10th Topper turnover. He was looking for Matouche on the inside. Here's Clayton Bishop for three, way short. A rebound down to Christian. His outlet pass blocked by Stewart. And Blaine blocked by Vogel. Harris's follow won't go. Helton with the rebound, stripped. And on the loose ball, they're going to say Vogel was on the baseline. Man, this game has been fantastic in terms of the effort and the energy. They are just bringing it. It's almost like they're rivals or something. 4:49 for the third quarter. Litchfield ball on the baseline. Blaine Stewart gets it in to Bryce Hyers. Back between the circles to Bishop. Now Stewart, left corner three, rimmed it out, no good. Good look, good release, just didn't stay down. Rebound to Blaze Helton. Here come the toppers with Christian. Here's Vogel, thought about the three, decides against it. Back to Will Christian it goes. Drake has it right wing. Top of the key to Bryce Connor, who's onto the floor for the toppers, the 5'10 junior. Bryce has it now left wing. Here's Vogel. He's going to tee it up and knock it down. Drake Vogel, his second triple of the quarter. He found his stroke at halftime, 40-21. Toppers with the lead. Now Vogel picking up his man-to-man pressure out of midcourt. He's got a little extra bounce in his step. Here's Stewart. Nice bounce pass to Harris. Rattled out, no good. Helton with the rebound for the toppers. He brings it into the front court, now slows it up. Here's Christian. Vogel feeling it. Three in a row. Online, but short. Rebound down to Bryce Hyers. He tries to split a double team. Ill-advised, stolen by Vogel. Here comes Drake. Tried to dump it down to Helton. Deflected, but Gavin found it. And still playing. Bodies all over the deck and a whistle and a foul on Litchfield. Bryce Hyers slow to get up here. He'll be helped to his feet by his teammates. He took a shot. 5th team foul. I didn't catch who they got the personal on. As Gavin Matouche at the free throw line. Has not scored tonight. Free throw is good for Gavin. Jace Teakin, Ian Malloy return for the toppers. Vogel and Helton will get a breather. Substitutions for the Purple Panthers as Bryce Hyers. He's shaking his head as he walks off the floor, a wee bit wobbly. Jay Stewart back in, along with Keenan Powell, the two freshmen. Free throw good for Gavin Matouche. She gets the pair. And with 3:41 to play in the third quarter, we're going to get our mask timeout. Hillsboro 42, Litchfield 21. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Just completed an unofficial count. I came up with 50 on the nose, but I was doing it quickly. But there has been no shortage of energy in the gym tonight. The players have just had it from the opening tap, just bodies all over the floor on both ends all night. Purple Panthers have the ball with Jordan Harris attacking. Check that. Carson Sadahoff attacking. Came up short. Rebound down to Christian. To Teakin. Lead pass. Connor. Layup is no good. Offensive rebound. Matouche. Yes for Gavin Matouche. Gavin's first field goal. He has four, just running the floor. That's just, again, effort and energy. 44-21 toppers. Down low to Blaine Stewart. Rejected. Pulled down by Teakin. This was a 20-19 Hillsboro lead in the second quarter. Here's Bryce Connor for three. No. Rebound tapped around. Teakin tracks it down in the left corner. He will get it out to Will Christian. He'll tee up the three. Back rim to two strong. Rebound down to Keenan Powell. He will leave it off for Blaine Stewart. 2:45, third quarter. Stewart wants the three, can't get it to go, and it's out of bounds to Hillsboro. Toppers on a 24-2 run. 2:41 for the third quarter. Blaze Helton at the table. He's going to check in for Hillsboro. He will be replacing Gavin Matouche, who will get a well-deserved breather. Topper ball in the backcourt. Malloy will get it in to Jace Teakin. We got Hillsboro Litchfield girls coming up next. Topper coach Brett Teakin on the girls' side. He was late to the game tonight because he had to come and be with his son Jace on senior night. He probably missed the whole first quarter of the varsity game. Thought for a while he might miss the whole first half, but it probably wasn't that much. Probably arrived sometime in the second quarter. Christian, nice. Find him Malloy off the window. It's good for Ian. He put it on the deck once. Heart of the Lane got all the way to the front of the 10. 46-21 Toppers. They have seized control of this ball game since the last few minutes of the first half. Here's Blaine Stewart. Nice bounce pass to Chase. Hires up and in from the baseline. Chase's first bucket inside of 2 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Will Christian on the right wing. Now, I don't want to look too far ahead, but I tell you what, Litchfield Hillsboro next year, that's going to be must-see stuff. 103 seconds for the third quarter. Drake Vogel going to check back in. Will Christian will head out for Hillsboro. Purple Panther ball, sideline midcourt. The freshman, Jay Stewart, gets it in to the junior, Blaine Stewart. Here's Blaine handling on the left wing. Back door to Powell. Keenan, tough catch on the baseline. Leaves it out now for Chase Hires. The floater's an air ball. And the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Oh, a perfect lead pass to Teakin. The layup is good. Oh, what a pass from Drake Vogel. Like a quarterback leading a wide receiver. Hit Teakin in stride for the easy deuce. 48-23 Hillsboro. Here's Sadahoff. He's going to rise up over Malloy and floats it up and in. Carson Sadahoff has his first bucket. Here's Vogel on the left wing. Top of the key with Teakin. Final minute, third quarter. Jace got caught in the air, turned it over. Good defense in there by Sadahoff to go straight up. Here's Jace Stewart in the corner to Blaine Stewart for three. Yes, for Blaine Stewart. Corner pocket out of the right side, and the lead is 20 for the Toppers, and Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 47 and a half seconds for quarter number three. Hillsboro leading Litchfield 48-28. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Toppers have the basketball. Christian finds Helton. He attacks front of the rim, lays it up and in. A dozen for Blaze Helton. Half a minute, third quarter. 50-28 Toppers. Here's Blaine Stewart to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it back for Jace Stewart. Jace, a wild shot there. I think he wanted to pass it at first, then at the last second decided to shoot it. Now another wild shot from Gavin Timpson. He was facing the wrong way, back to the basket. Lead pass, Teakin, layup good. 16 for Jace Teakin. The bad shot led to the outlet for the Toppers. Here's Keenan Powell with three. Leaves it to Jace Stewart with two. Off the window, yes, for Jace Stewart at the horn. A nice driving bucket off the left side, and that's how the third quarter comes to a close. Three quarters in the books. Hillsboro 52, Litchfield 30. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro has outscored Litchfield 32-9 since it was a 2019 Topper lead late in the second quarter. They won the third quarter 23-9. Really opened it up. It was just an 8-point ball game at the half. Purple Panthers get it to start the fourth quarter. Here's Keenan Powell, deep three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around. It's going to be off of Litchfield and belong to Hillsboro. Jace Teakin on senior night, 16 points through three quarters. He will bring it into the front court now for the Toppers. Left elbow for Helton. We got a whistle and foul. That'll go on Blaine Stewart. Of course, normally senior night means it's your last game on your home floor for the regular year. Not the case, of course, in this COVID season. Toppers still have home games with Pena, Vandalia, and Southwestern. Will Christian at the free throw line. One and bonus. Toss good. 3 points for Christian. And he'll get his second toss. The 5'8 sophomore gets the pair. 54-30, Hillsboro with the lead. Litchfield will be right back at it tomorrow at North Mac. We'll have it live about 2:15 on FM 106. It's Sadahoff, a nice strong drive, uses the left hand, puts it up and in. His second field goal for 4 points. Here's Teakin left wing, off to Christian, back to Jace. Feeds the left block, Matouche, nice move, left hand finish good. For Gavin, a beautiful shoulder fake to the middle, drop step baseline, lays it up and in. So skilled. Here's Blaine Stewart. Ball fake on Teakin. Came up short. Offensive rebound to the Purple Panthers, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Will Christian. as he was hounding Gavin Timpson there. Stewart will throw in right corner for the Purple Panthers. Gets it out to Keenan Powell. Powell leaves it off for Blaine Stewart, right wing. Checked there by Jace Teakin in the topper man-to-man. Left elbow with Carson Sadahoff. Carson attacking, yes, and the foul for Sadahoff. He has six. Boy, that's two back-to-back strong drives. The first one went left. That one went right. Clock stops, 6:47 for the ball game. The 6-foot freshman's free throw is no good. Rebound down to Blaze Helton. There's been some man rebounds in this game tonight. Christian has his pass deflected right back to Helton, who was trailing the play, who dumps it down to Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin. He has eight. Right place, right time for Blaze Helton there to pick up the loose ball and get the assist. In the corner on the baseline, that was Timpson. Leaves it off for Sadahoff. Back to Blaine Stewart. Blaine gets to the rim. Left-hand layup, no. Contested late by Teakin. Here comes Jace into the front court. Teakin, full head of steam. Underhand shovel. Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin. Gavin all of a sudden with 10 points after he was scoreless at the half. 60-34 toppers. And all of a sudden, Hillsborough's up 26. 6 minutes for the ball game. Here's Keenan Powell crossing over at the foul line. Leaves it back now for Timpson. He will elevate too strong. Rebound down to Matouche. Gavin wants to lead the break. Well, that's what makes this topper team so tough, too. They got multiple guys on the floor that can start that fast break. Here's Teakin. Got caught in the air. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound. Matouche, it's good. A dozen for Gavin. 62-34 toppers. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Yeah, late in the first half, this was a close, close game. Not so anymore. In the right corner with Keenan Powell. Here's Jay Stewart, right wing three, left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Sadahoff. Powell for three, left it short. And the rebound to Helton. Toppers push. Teakin, lead pass for Vogel. Drake surveys the situation, now slows it up. Leaves it for Will Christian. He'll fire for three. Yes, knock it down. Will Christian. He has seven off the fine from Vogel. And the lead is 31, 65-34. It was an 8-point game at the half. It was closer than that in the closing minutes of the first half. It was 20-19 at one point in the second quarter. Vogel almost picked the pocket of Timpson. They'll get him with the personal foul. It'll be the third foul of the half on Hillsborough. And the clock will run the rest of the way. Litchfield going to empty their bench. Ian Malloy going to come in for the toppers. He'll replace Blaze Helton. Mass substitution here. The old line change for the Purple Panthers. Jeremy Yakina, 5'10 junior, checks in. Nate Fetter, 5'9 sophomore, in. Emiliano McGill, a 5'8 junior, into the ballgame for the Panthers. Also, Jordan Harris is on the floor along with Bryce Hires. That pass is tipped. Hires tracks it down, and we're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Jordan Harris of Litchfield. Bryce Connor back on the floor for Hillsborough. He will replace Will Christian. Hillsborough turned it up late in that second quarter, and they have not let off the gas the entire second half. Outscored Litchfield 23-9 in the third, and they've got it to a running clock status now halfway through the fourth. Topper's going to be 9-0. In 3.5 minutes. Down in the block to Malloy. Ian Malloy muscles it up and in. Malloy has 7 points. 3:25 for the ball game. Dribble drive, Bryce Hires. Oh, boy, he's met at the point by Teakin. Munched. He winds up on the ground with the ball in his chest. What a block from Jace Teakin. I think Ian Malloy was over there as well. Woo! Addison Pollard checking in for the toppers. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Drake Vogel will check out. Gavin Matouche out. Jace Teakin thought he was coming out, and Coach Vanzo says, no, Jace, it's senior night. You stay out there, my man. 3 minutes for the ball game. Here's Teak on the right wing. Leaves it off for Bryce Connor. On the wing with Teakin now. Back between the circles to Addison Pollard. Leaves it for Bryce Connor. Looking for the entry pass down to Pete Jackson. It's tipped and stolen away. on the attack. McGill, he is fouled on the release, and he'll get two free throws with 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 67-34 Toppers. Will Christian's at the table, and I wonder if he's just going to replace Jace Teakin. He'll get as loud of an ovation as 50 people can make. I guarantee you that. The free throw for McGill is off the mark, no good. And here he comes. And here comes the ovation. Jace Teakin comes off the floor with 16 points on senior night. But again, he's still got four more games left on this floor in his senior campaign. If everything goes according to plan. McGill misses both free throws. No guarantees this year, of course, as Litchfield and Lincolnwood have both found out. Underneath and a travel on Hillsborough as Connor picked up the ball, but then he rolled on the floor with possession for the turnover. 90 seconds to play. Emiliano McGill comes into the front court for the Purple Panthers. Feeds the block down to Will Carlisle, of course, your state wrestling champion. Will looking forward very much to summer wrestling. How about, well, maybe he's not looking forward to it very much, but he's just happy he's going to get to wrestle. And that was a lot of fun last year. Will Carlisle, what, 132 pounds, I think, state champion? Wears number 32 on the Purple Panther jersey. Here comes Litchfield with Jeremy Yakina. Dumps it down to Carlisle, missed it, and the rebound into the hands of Christian. Final minute ball game. The girls' contest coming up next, Litchfield and Hillsborough, here on FM 106. Nate Fetter across the timeline for the Purple Panthers. He tries to dump it in the corner, deflected out. It'll stay with Litchfield. Clock will run 40 seconds ball game. All the scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30, then Sports Saturday 9:03 here on FM 106. Litchfield North Mac boys tomorrow 2:15. Baseline inbounds to Yakina. He lays it up and in from the left side. Jeremy's first bucket. 20 seconds for the ball game. Here's Ian Malloy at the high post. Gives it off to Christian. Will Christian on the right wing with Bryce Connor. Bryce Connor back to Christian. 13 seconds. High post to Malloy. Back to Christian. Left wing now with Pollard. Into the hands of Christian with 5 seconds and four. 67-36 will be the final as Hillsborough knocks off their rivals from Litchfield here tonight, and they improved to 9-0 on the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up, then get you off to the girls' game in the Route 16 rivalry following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough wins it over Litchfield 67-36. This was a 20-19 Hillsborough lead with just a few minutes to go in the second quarter, and then they were able to stretch it out to 10, but Litchfield got it down to 8 at the half. And then in the third quarter, Hillsborough outscored the Purple Panthers 23-9. They won the fourth quarter as well, 15-6, and win the ball game 67-36. They led 13-10 after one, 29-21 at the half, and they had it up to a 52-30 lead after three quarters and got the running clock about midway through the fourth quarter here tonight. Senior night for the Toppers saw senior Jace Teakin with 16 points. He's the only senior on this squad. A dozen points for Gavin Matouche and Blaze Helton. 10 points for Drake Vogel. 7 points for Will Christian. 7 points for Ian Malloy. 3 points for Bryce Connor. A very balanced attack for Hillsborough tonight as they improve to 9-0 on the year. From the foul line tonight, Hillsborough, let's see, they were 12 out of 19 from the charity stripe. Litchfield only shot 3 foul shots, all coming in the fourth quarter when the game had already been decided. The Purple Panthers made 4 threes tonight, and for Hillsborough, they knocked down 5 triples in this ball game. As you look at the scoring for Litchfield, no Purple Panther reached double figures tonight. 6 points for Carson Sadohoff, 6 points for Blaine Stewart, 5 points for Bryce Hires, 5 points for Keenan Powell, 4 points apiece for Jay Stewart and Jordan Harris, 2 points apiece for Clayton Bishop and Chase Hires, also Jeremy Yakina with 2 points here tonight. Litchfield quarters of 10, 11, 9, and 6 as they fall to 0-4 on the year. But again, the future for this Litchfield program is very bright. This freshman class, extremely talented, and the experience and the minutes they're getting this year in their freshman campaign is going to pay huge dividends moving forward into their sophomore year. 67-36, the final. Hillsboro wins it over Litchfield. Thanks to Aaron Duff and all the wonderful folks here at Hillsboro High School for their hospitality here tonight. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Your final one more time here in the boys' edition of the Route 16 rivalry. Hillsboro tops Litchfield 67-36. Stay tuned. We got the girls' installment coming up next here on FM 106. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. I am Tim Mize, and I say so long from Toppertown.